Colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be here today to represent Ireland on the occasion of the 38th FAO conference. It is useful to remind ourselves that we are here to discuss food and nutritional security. 870 million people are hungry as we sit here today. That is almost twice the population of the entire European Union. It is good to see that we have begun to make progress in developing the necessary political will and commitment to end this shameful reality. To help us to focus, we should reflect on the life of a poor, smallholder farmer who wakes up each morning determined to ensure her family's survival. She needs food, water and fuel, but they are in scarce supply. There is only one stable crop. The surrounding farms are scorched by severe drought because the rains have failed. The science of climate change seems a million miles away from her homestead, but its impact can be seen in the withered maize stalks and the face of her baby daughter, who is chronically malnourished and struggling to survive. How will her children grow and develop, access health services and education? This is a familiar story to those who are trying to cope on the front line of the fight against hunger and malnutrition and the challenges of climate change. But it is only part of the picture. It is not just about the quantity of food grown, but it is also the quality and diversity. We often overlook the impact of climate change on our water, sanitation and health, but the impacts can be seen in the spread of disease. And of course there is the effect on food prices and the affordability of food. High food prices hit the poor hardest. Ireland is playing its part in meeting those challenges. We had our own experience of famine during what we call the Great Hunger in the 1840s. Back then, Ireland had a fast-growing population of 8 million people. Small subsistence farmers were dependent on one crop, the potato. The crop failed. With poor governance and the failure of leadership to address the situation, the tragedy unfolded. More than 1 million people died of starvation and 1 million more were forced to emigrate. This historic perspective underpins our commitment to combating hunger. That is why, during the Irish presidency of the EU, we held a major international conference in Dublin, which brought together key policymakers as well as local and grassroots representatives from around the globe facing the realities of rising food prices, failed crops, undernutrition and hunger. Also in Ireland, we recently endorsed a new Global Nutrition for Growth Compact, pledging to double its nutritional efforts over the next 8 years. This represents an ambitious commitment. We will do this by having a greater focus on fortifying food staples and crops with vitamins and minerals. We will increase our focus on hunger and under nutrients across our entire programme in line with Ireland's new policy for international development, One World, One Future. Ireland's response to addressing global hunger and undernutrition focus on helping poor smallholders and women farmers in Africa to increase their productivity, targeting undernutrition in mothers and children, promoting governance and leadership action to reduce global hunger and undernutrition. Ireland's presidency of the EU has come at a pivotal time in international development as we approach the deadline for achieving the Millennium Development Goals in 2015 and shape the post-2015 agenda. Ireland has worked closely with the European Commission on the development of new EU nutritional policies to enhance material and infant nutrition. the new EU plan entitled Boosting Food and Nutritional Security through EU Action, Implementing our Commitments, sets out how we plan to translate our policy commitments into action over the period from 2014 to 2020. We in Ireland would like to create a new vision of poor smallholder farmers. In this alternate vision, the farmer who received advice and assistance from her local farmer support group to intercrop legumes and nitrogen fixing trees with maize in their field. By doing so, she has improved soil fertility and has in turn increased her maize yields. Indeed, she has a surplus which she has sold to the markets, giving her additional income for her family. Such transformation is possible. Let us use the diversity of our experience to put forward innovative solutions to take leadership at every level. By doing so, we can improve the quality of the lives, not just of this generation, but of generations to come. Thank you very much.